Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. This week, we've explored strategies for optimizing cash flow in your rental properties, from reducing expenses and increasing rents to making smart property management decisions and using refinancing strategically. Today, we're wrapping up the week with an exploration of the BRRRR method: buy, rehab, rent, refinance, repeat. The BRRRR method is a popular real estate investing strategy that allows investors to potentially recycle their capital and scale their portfolios more quickly than traditional buy and hold approaches. The core concept is simple. You buy a property below market value, rehab it to increase its value, rent it to generate income, refinance to pull out most or all of your invested capital, then repeat the process with new properties. When executed successfully, BRRRR can allow you to build a portfolio of cash-flowing rental properties while recycling the same capital repeatedly. However, BRRRR is more complex and carries more risk than traditional buy-and-hold investing. It requires specific skills, market conditions, financing relationships, and careful execution. Understanding how BRRRR works, when it makes sense, the risks involved, and how to execute each step successfully is essential for investors considering this strategy. Today, I'm going to explain what the BRRRR method is and how it works, the advantages and potential benefits of BRRRR, when BRRRR makes sense and when it doesn't, how to find and analyze BRRRR properties, the buy phase, acquisition strategies and financing, the rehab phase, managing renovations effectively, the rent phase, tenant placement and stabilization, the refinance phase, pulling out your capital, the repeat phase, scaling your portfolio, common mistakes and how to avoid them, and realistic expectations for BRRRR investing. By the end of this episode, you'll have a comprehensive understanding of the BRRRR method and whether it's the right strategy for your investing goals. Let's start with what the BRRRR method is and how it works. BRRRR stands for Buy, Rehab, Rent, Refinance, Repeat. It's a real estate investing strategy designed to allow investors to recycle their capital and acquire multiple properties with the same initial investment. Here's how the process works. Step 1. Buy. You purchase a property below market value, typically a distressed property that needs repairs. The goal is to buy at a price that allows room for renovation costs and profit. Step 2. Rehab. You renovate the property to bring it to rent-ready or market standard condition. The rehab should increase the property's value significantly. Step 3. Rent. You place a tenant and stabilize the property as a rental. The property should generate positive cash flow. Step 4. Refinance. Once the property is stabilized with a tenant in place, you refinance based on the new, higher after-repair value. The refinance pulls out most or all of your invested capital. Step 5. Repeat. You use the capital pulled out in the refinance to acquire and rehab another property, repeating the cycle. The key to BRRRR is the spread between your all-in cost and the after-repair value. Your all-in cost includes purchase price, rehab costs, holding costs, and financing costs. Your after repair value is what the property is worth after renovations. If you can buy and rehab a property for significantly less than its after repair value, you create equity that can be accessed through refinancing. Example, you buy a distressed property for $100,000. You invest $30,000 in rehab. Your all-in cost is $130,000 plus holding and financing costs. After rehab, the property appraises for $180,000. You've created $50,000 in equity. You refinance at 75% loan to value, which is $135,000. This pays off your initial financing and returns most or all of your invested capital. You now own a cash-flowing rental property with minimal capital remaining in the deal. You can use the returned capital to acquire another property and repeat the process. This is the basic BRRRR cycle. Now let's talk about the advantages and potential benefits of BRRRR. When executed successfully, BRRRR offers several advantages over traditional buy-and-hold investing. Advantage 1. Capital efficiency and recycling. BRRRR allows you to recycle the same capital repeatedly, potentially acquiring multiple properties with the same initial investment. Traditional buy-and-hold requires leaving your down payment and equity in each property. BRRRR allows you to pull that capital back out and redeploy it. This can significantly accelerate portfolio growth. Advantage 2. Forced appreciation through value add. Unlike traditional buy and hold, where you rely primarily on market appreciation, BRRRR creates forced appreciation through strategic renovations. You're actively increasing property value through improvements, not just waiting for the market to appreciate. Advantage 3. Potential to acquire properties with little long-term capital invested. If executed successfully, you can end up owning cash-flowing properties with minimal or even zero capital remaining in the deal. All your capital has been returned through refinancing and can be redeployed. Advantage 4. Building equity quickly. The spread between your all-in cost and after-repair value creates immediate equity. You're not waiting years for appreciation. You're creating equity through the rehab process. Advantage 5. Portfolio scaling potential. By recycling capital, you can potentially build a larger portfolio faster than with traditional buy and hold. Instead of saving for years to accumulate down payments for multiple properties, you can potentially acquire multiple properties with the same capital. Advantage 6. Improving neighborhoods and housing stock. BRRRR often involves renovating distressed properties, which improves neighborhoods and provides quality housing. This can have positive community impact. These advantages make BRRRR attractive to investors who want to scale quickly and maximize capital efficiency. However, BRRRR also involves significant risks and challenges that must be understood. Now let's talk about when BRRRR makes sense and when it doesn't. BRRRR is not appropriate for all investors or all markets. BRRRR often makes sense in these situations. Situation 1. You have limited capital but want to scale your portfolio. If you have limited capital for down payments, BRRRR's capital recycling can allow you to acquire multiple properties with the same initial investment. Situation 2. You have rehab skills or reliable contractor relationships. Successful BRRRR requires effective renovation management. If you have construction skills, contractor relationships, or renovation experience, you're better positioned for BRRRR. Situation 3. Your market has distressed properties available below market value. BRRRR requires buying significantly below market value. Markets with distressed inventory, motivated sellers, or properties needing renovation provide BRRRR opportunities. Situation 4. You have access to both acquisition financing and refinancing. BRRRR requires two financing transactions, initial acquisition financing and later refinancing. You need relationships with lenders who provide both. Situation 5. You have time and skills to manage the process. BRRRR is more time-intensive and complex than traditional buy and hold. You need time to find deals, manage renovations, and coordinate the process. Situation 6. You're comfortable with higher risk for potentially higher returns. BRRRR involves more risk than traditional buy and hold, but offers potential for faster portfolio growth. If you're comfortable with this risk-return trade-off, BRRRR may fit your goals. BRRRR may not make sense in these situations. Situation 1. You're a brand new investor with no experience. BRRRR involves multiple complex steps and significant risk. New investors often benefit from starting with traditional buy and hold to build experience before attempting BRRRR. Situation 2. Your market has limited distressed inventory or properties sell at or above market value. BRRRR requires buying below market value. In hot markets where properties sell at or above asking price, finding BRRRR deals is very difficult. Situation 3. You lack rehab skills and contractor relationships. Without renovation expertise or reliable contractors, rehab costs and timelines can spiral out of control, destroying BRRRR economics. Situation 4. You can't access appropriate financing. BRRRR requires specific financing, including short-term acquisition financing and later refinancing. Without access to both, BRRRR doesn't work. Situation 5. You have limited time or prefer passive investing. BRRRR is active, time-intensive investing. If you prefer passive approaches or have limited time, traditional buy and hold or passive syndications may be better fits. Situation 6. You're risk-averse or can't afford potential losses. BRRRR involves significant risk, including rehab cost overruns, properties not appraising at expected values, difficulty renting, and refinancing challenges. If you can't afford potential losses, BRRRR may be too risky. Be honest about your skills, experience, market conditions, and risk tolerance when evaluating whether BRRRR is right for you. Now let's talk about how to find and analyze BRRRR properties. Finding good BRRRR deals requires different strategies than finding traditional rental properties. Finding BRRRR properties. BRRRR properties are typically distressed properties that need renovation and are priced below market value. Sources for BRRRR properties include MLS listings of distressed properties, foreclosures and REO properties, estate sales and probate properties, off-market deals from wholesalers, direct mail marketing to distressed property owners, driving for dollars to find vacant or distressed properties, auctions, and networking with real estate agents who specialize in distressed properties. The key is finding properties where motivated sellers are willing to sell below market value due to property condition, financial distress, or other circumstances. Analyzing BRRRR properties. BRRRR analysis requires estimating several key numbers. Number 1, purchase price. What will you pay for the property? Number 2, rehab costs. What will it cost to renovate the property to rent-ready or market-standard condition? Accurate rehab estimates are critical. Number 3, after-repair value. What will the property be worth after renovations? This is typically estimated using comparable sales of similar renovated properties. Number 4, all-in cost. Purchase price plus rehab costs plus holding costs plus financing costs. Number 5, refinance amount. What loan amount can you obtain when refinancing? This is typically 70 to 75% of after-repair value for investment properties, though limits vary by lender. Number 6, capital returned. Refinance amount minus initial financing payoff equals capital returned. Number 7, capital remaining in deal. All-in cost minus capital returned equals capital remaining in the deal. Number 8, cash flow. Rental income minus all operating expenses and debt service on the refinance loan. The deal works if the after-repair value significantly exceeds your all-in cost, the refinance returns most or all of your invested capital, and the property cash flows positively after refinancing. Example analysis. Purchase price, $100,000. Rehab costs, $30,000. Holding costs and financing, $5,000. All-in cost, $135,000. After repair value, $180,000. Refinance at 75% LTV, $135,000. Capital returned, $135,000 minus initial financing payoff. Capital remaining in deal, minimal if refinance covers all-in cost. Monthly rent, $1,500. Monthly expenses including debt service on refinance loan, $1,200. Monthly cash flow, $300. This deal creates $50,000 in equity, returns most invested capital, and cash flows positively. This is a successful BRRRR deal. The challenge is accurately estimating rehab costs and after repair value. Overestimating ARV or underestimating rehab costs destroys BRRRR economics. Now let's talk about the buy phase, acquisition strategies, and financing. The buy phase involves acquiring the property at the right price with appropriate financing. Acquisition strategies. Strategy 1. Make multiple offers. BRRRR requires buying below market value. This often means making many offers before one is accepted. Successful BRRRR investors often make dozens of offers to get one accepted. Strategy 2. Focus on motivated sellers. Sellers who need to sell quickly due to financial distress, inheritance, relocation, or other circumstances are more likely to accept below-market offers. Strategy 3. Build relationships with wholesalers and agents. Wholesalers and agents who specialize in distressed properties can provide deal flow. Strategy 4. Be ready to move quickly. Good BRRRR deals often have multiple interested buyers. Being able to make quick decisions and close quickly provides competitive advantage. Strategy 5. Negotiate effectively. Strong negotiation skills help you acquire properties at prices that make BRRRR work. Acquisition financing. BRRRR acquisition financing is typically short-term financing that will be paid off when you refinance. Common options include hard money loans, private money from individuals, home equity lines of credit, cash if available, and some portfolio lenders who understand BRRRR. Hard money loans are common for BRRRR. These are short-term loans from private lenders based primarily on property value rather than borrower qualifications. Hard money typically has higher interest rates, often 8 to 12% or more, and points of 2 to 4% or more of the loan amount. Terms are typically 6 to 12 months. Hard money lenders often lend based on after repair value, sometimes up to 70 to 75% of ARV. This can allow you to finance both purchase and rehab with one loan. The key is ensuring your acquisition financing terms allow you to complete the rehab and refinance before the loan comes due. Now let's talk about the rehab phase. Managing renovations effectively. The rehab phase is where many BRRRR deals succeed or fail. Effective renovation management is critical. Rehab planning. Before starting rehab, create a detailed scope of work listing every task that needs to be completed. Obtain multiple contractor bids for the work. Create a realistic budget with contingency of typically 10 to 20% for unexpected issues. Develop a timeline for completion. Rehab execution. Strategy 1. Hire reliable contractors. Contractor quality makes or breaks BRRRR deals. Vet contractors carefully, check references, verify licensing and insurance, and start with smaller projects before giving them larger ones. Strategy 2. Manage the project actively. Even with good contractors, active project management is essential. Visit the property regularly, monitor progress against timeline, approve work before payment, and address issues immediately. Strategy 3. Focus on value-add improvements. Prioritize renovations that increase property value and rent. High-impact improvements typically include kitchens and bathrooms, flooring, paint, curb appeal, and functional systems like HVAC, plumbing, and electrical. Avoid over-improving for the neighborhood. Your goal is bringing the property to market standard, not making it the nicest house on the block. Strategy 4. Control costs carefully. Track all expenses against your budget. Address cost overruns immediately. Avoid scope creep where additional work gets added without adjusting budget. Strategy 5. Maintain quality while controlling costs. Cutting corners on quality can result in maintenance issues, tenant problems, and lower appraisal values. Use quality materials and workmanship while controlling costs. Strategy 6. Plan for inspections. If your refinance lender will require inspections, ensure work meets code and quality standards. Common rehab mistakes. Mistake 1. Underestimating rehab costs. This is the most common BRRRR mistake. Always get detailed estimates and add contingency. Mistake 2. Underestimating timeline. Rehabs typically take longer than expected. Plan conservatively. Mistake 3. Poor contractor selection. Bad contractors can destroy BRRRR deals through cost overruns, delays, and poor quality. Mistake 4. Scope creep. Adding work beyond the original plan without adjusting budget. Mistake 5. Over-improving. Spending more on renovations than the market will support. Effective rehab management is essential for BRRRR success. Now let's talk about the rent phase, tenant placement and stabilization. Once rehab is complete, you need to place a quality tenant and stabilize the property. Tenant placement. Strategy 1. Market the property effectively. Professional photos, compelling listings, and broad marketing reach help you attract quality tenants quickly. Strategy 2. Price rent appropriately. Research market rents for comparable properties. Pricing too high extends vacancy. Pricing too low leaves money on the table. Strategy 3. Screen tenants thoroughly. Quality tenant selection is critical for long-term success. Screen for credit, income, rental history, and background. Strategy 4. Move quickly on qualified applicants. Good tenants have options. Process applications quickly and make decisions promptly. Stabilization. Most refinance lenders require the property to be stabilized before refinancing. Stabilization typically means having a tenant in place with a lease, often for at least 3 to 6 months, though requirements vary by lender. Some lenders require only that a lease is in place. Others require several months of payment history. Understand your refinance lender's stabilization requirements before starting the BRRRR process. The faster you can stabilize the property, the sooner you can refinance and recycle your capital. Extended vacancy delays the entire BRRRR cycle and increases holding costs. Now let's talk about the refinance phase, pulling out your capital. The refinance phase is where you access the equity you've created and recycle your capital. Refinance preparation. Before applying for refinancing, ensure the property is stabilized with a tenant and lease in place. All rehab work is complete, the property is in good condition, and you have documentation of rental income. Refinance lender selection. Not all lenders are familiar with or willing to do BRRRR refinances. Seek lenders who understand BRRRR, are willing to refinance recently acquired properties, base the loan on after repair value rather than purchase price, and offer terms that work for your situation. Many conventional lenders have seasoning requirements that prevent refinancing within 6 to 12 months of purchase. BRRRR-friendly lenders often have shorter or no seasoning requirements. Portfolio lenders, credit unions, and some community banks may be more flexible than large national lenders. Refinance loan to value. Most investment property refinances max out at 70 to 75% LTV, though limits vary by lender and borrower qualifications. This means if your property appraises for $180,000, you can typically borrow $135,000 at 75% LTV. If your all-in cost was $135,000 or less, you can pull out all your invested capital. If your all-in cost was higher, you'll leave some capital in the deal. The appraisal. The refinance appraisal is critical. The appraised value determines your loan amount. If the property doesn't appraise at your expected after repair value, you won't be able to pull out as much capital. Ensure the property is in excellent condition for the appraisal. Provide the appraiser with information about recent comparable sales. Some investors provide a list of comparable sales to support their value estimate. Cash flow after refinance. After refinancing, your debt service will be based on the new, larger loan amount. Ensure the property still cash flows positively after refinancing. If the refinance debt service is too high, the property may have negative cash flow, which defeats the purpose of rental property investing. Run cash flow projections before refinancing to ensure the numbers work. Successful refinancing returns your invested capital while leaving you with a cash-flowing rental property. Now let's talk about the repeat phase, scaling your portfolio. Once you've successfully completed one BRRRR cycle, you can repeat the process. Scaling strategies. Strategy 1. Reinvest returned capital immediately. As soon as you pull capital out through refinancing, redeploy it into the next BRRRR deal. This maximizes capital velocity and portfolio growth. Strategy 2. Build systems and processes. As you scale, systematize your processes for deal finding, contractor management, tenant placement, and refinancing. Systems allow you to handle multiple projects simultaneously. Strategy 3. Build a team. Scaling BRRRR often requires a team including real estate agents who find deals, contractors for renovations, property managers for tenant placement and management, and lenders for acquisition and refinance financing. Strategy 4. Maintain quality standards. As you scale, maintain quality standards for property selection, renovations, and tenant screening. Cutting corners to scale faster often backfires. Strategy 5. Manage risk carefully. Each BRRRR deal involves risk. Don't overextend by taking on too many projects simultaneously. Ensure you have adequate capital reserves for unexpected issues. Strategy 6. Track performance. Monitor the performance of each BRRRR deal, including actual versus projected costs, timelines, after repair values, and cash flow. Learn from each deal to improve future performance. Scaling challenges. Challenge 1. Finding enough deals. As you scale, finding enough good BRRRR deals becomes harder. You need robust deal-finding systems. Challenge 2. Managing multiple projects. Managing multiple rehabs simultaneously requires strong project management and systems. Challenge 3. Capital constraints. Even with capital recycling, you need capital to fund multiple deals simultaneously during the rehab and stabilization phases. Challenge 4. Lender relationships. You need lenders willing to provide multiple acquisition loans and refinances. Challenge 5. Maintaining quality. Scaling too quickly can result in declining quality and poor outcomes. Successful BRRRR scaling requires balancing growth with quality and risk management. Now let's talk about common mistakes and how to avoid them. BRRRR involves many potential pitfalls. Mistake 1. Underestimating rehab costs. This is the most common and costly BRRRR mistake. Rehab cost overruns destroy deal economics. Solution: get detailed contractor estimates, add contingency of 10 to 20%, and track costs carefully during rehab. Mistake 2. Overestimating after repair value. If the property doesn't appraise at your expected ARV, you can't pull out as much capital. Solution: research comparable sales carefully, be conservative in ARV estimates, and consider getting a pre-rehab appraisal or broker price opinion. Mistake 3. Poor contractor selection. Bad contractors cause cost overruns, delays, and poor quality work. Solution: vet contractors carefully, check references, start small, and manage actively. Mistake 4. Underestimating timeline. Rehabs and tenant placement typically take longer than expected, increasing holding costs. Solution: build buffer into timelines and budget for extended holding costs. Mistake 5. Ignoring cash flow after refinance. Some BRRRR deals create equity but don't cash flow well after refinancing due to high debt service. Solution: project cash flow after refinance before buying. Ensure the deal will cash flow positively. Mistake 6. Not understanding refinance lender requirements. If you don't understand seasoning requirements, stabilization requirements, or LTV limits, you may not be able to refinance as planned. Solution: establish refinance lender relationships before starting BRRRR and understand their requirements. Mistake 7. Over-improving for the neighborhood. Spending more on renovations than the market supports. Solution: renovate to neighborhood standards, not beyond. Mistake 8. Inadequate capital reserves. BRRRR involves unexpected costs. Without reserves, you can get stuck mid-project. Solution: maintain adequate reserves for unexpected issues. Mistake 9. Trying BRRRR in the wrong market. BRRRR requires buying below market value. In hot markets, this is very difficult. Solution: ensure your market has distressed inventory and motivated sellers before attempting BRRRR. Mistake 10. Starting with BRRRR as a brand new investor. BRRRR is complex and risky. New investors often benefit from starting with traditional buy and hold. Solution: build experience with traditional rentals before attempting BRRRR. Learning from others' mistakes and planning carefully can help you avoid these pitfalls. Now let's talk about realistic expectations for BRRRR investing. BRRRR is often marketed as a way to acquire unlimited properties with the same capital. While BRRRR can accelerate portfolio growth, realistic expectations are important. Realistic expectation 1. Not every deal will be a home run. Some BRRRR deals will work perfectly. You'll pull out all your capital and have strong cash flow. Others will be less successful. You'll leave more capital in the deal than planned, or cash flow will be lower than expected. Some deals may lose money. Expect a mix of outcomes. Realistic expectation 2. BRRRR is time-intensive and active. BRRRR requires significant time for finding deals, managing renovations, coordinating financing, and tenant placement. It's not passive investing. If you want passive income, traditional buy and hold or syndications may be better fits. Realistic expectation 3. BRRRR involves significant risk. Rehab cost overruns, properties not appraising at expected values, difficulty renting, refinancing challenges, and market changes all create risk. You can lose money on BRRRR deals. Only invest capital you can afford to lose. Realistic expectation 4. Finding good BRRRR deals is challenging. BRRRR requires buying significantly below market value. In competitive markets, finding these deals requires significant effort, marketing, and often making many offers before one is accepted. Realistic expectation 5. BRRRR requires specific skills and relationships. Successful BRRRR requires renovation management skills, contractor relationships, financing relationships, and deal analysis skills. Building these takes time. Realistic expectations 6. Market conditions matter. BRRRR works better in some markets and market conditions than others. Markets with distressed inventory and motivated sellers provide more opportunities. Hot markets with limited inventory make BRRRR very difficult. Realistic expectation 7. Scaling takes time. While BRRRR can accelerate portfolio growth, building a large portfolio still takes time. Each BRRRR cycle typically takes several months to a year from acquisition through refinance. Realistic expectation 8. You'll make mistakes and learn. Expect to make mistakes, especially on early deals. View these as learning experiences and improve with each deal. Realistic expectation 9. Capital recycling isn't always complete. While the goal is pulling out all invested capital, many BRRRR deals leave some capital in the property. This is still beneficial. You've created equity and have a cash-flowing property. But you may not recycle 100% of capital. Realistic expectation 10. BRRRR is a tool, not a magic formula. BRRRR is a strategy that can work well in the right circumstances with proper execution. It's not a guaranteed path to wealth or a magic formula. Success requires skill, effort, capital, and favorable market conditions. With realistic expectations and proper execution, BRRRR can be an effective strategy for building a rental portfolio. Let me close with this. The BRRRR method, buy, rehab, rent, refinance, repeat, is a real estate investing strategy designed to recycle capital and potentially accelerate portfolio growth. By buying below market value, renovating to create forced appreciation, renting for cash flow, and refinancing to pull out invested capital, investors can potentially acquire multiple properties with the same initial investment. BRRRR offers advantages including capital efficiency, forced appreciation, potential to own properties with minimal long-term capital invested, quick equity building, and portfolio scaling potential. However, BRRRR involves significant complexity and risk, including rehab cost overruns, properties not appraising at expected values, difficulty renting, refinancing challenges, and market timing risk. BRRRR often makes sense for investors with limited capital who want to scale, rehab skills or contractor relationships, markets with distressed inventory, access to appropriate financing, time to manage the process, and comfort with higher risk. BRRRR may not make sense for brand new investors, markets with limited distressed inventory, investors lacking rehab skills, those without appropriate financing access, investors preferring passive approaches, or risk-averse investors. Successful BRRRR requires finding properties below market value, accurately estimating rehab costs and after-repair value, managing renovations effectively, placing quality tenants quickly, refinancing to pull out capital, and repeating the process while managing risk. Common mistakes include underestimating rehab costs, overestimating after-repair value, poor contractor selection, underestimating timelines, ignoring cash flow after refinance, and not understanding refinance lender requirements. Realistic expectations are important. BRRRR is time-intensive, involves significant risk, requires specific skills and relationships, and success depends on market conditions and execution quality. When executed successfully in appropriate markets with proper skills and realistic expectations, BRRRR can be an effective strategy for building a rental property portfolio and potentially accelerating wealth building through real estate. This week, we've explored comprehensive strategies for optimizing cash flow in your rental properties. From reducing expenses and increasing rents, to making smart management decisions, using refinancing strategically, and understanding advanced strategies like BRRRR. These tools and strategies, when applied thoughtfully and aligned with your goals, can significantly enhance your real estate investment returns. Thanks for listening this week. I'm CREI Colin. Let's keep building passive income together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free Passive Investor Coaching Program at PassiveInvestorCoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.